想得到本期节目的文稿，请关注我们的微信公众号 EZFM Roundtable。Hello and welcome to Roundtable's Word of the Week. This week we are talking about some banking-related terms because, you know, everyone needs the bank, but not everyone knows some of the terms, you use when you go to one.
It is true. If only we didn't all need to use the bank. But as Xiaohua said, we'll be looking at, you know, if you're going abroad, in particular, if you're going to the U.S. and you have to deposit a check or maybe make a withdrawal, well, you want to take a listen real quick. So, first of all, if you're going to go to a bank and you want to get money out of your account, you want to go up to the teller, so it's the person who's working behind the desk, and say, I would like to make a withdrawal.
但去银行要提款的时候就要说这一句话了。另外 teller 就是银行的柜员。
Then the teller might ask you, how would you like the money? And that basically means, what types of notes and how many notes do you want for that withdrawal?
How would you like the money? 可不是说你想要什么样的钱，而是说你想要什么面值的钞票。
Right, it's not, do you want that in renminbi or do you want that in US dollars? No, do you want that in tens, fives, twenties, fifties, or one hundreds? But don't ask for one hundreds because very few stores actually accept that. And then looking at if you want to put money in, you can say, I would like to make a deposit, right? So you are depositing money. You can also say, for example, maybe you have your check from work, and you can say to the teller, I would like to deposit this check.
像存钱的话就说 make a deposit. 另外 check, 支票也是在英美国家经常用的，所以你有可能想要把某一张支票存入账户。Deposit this check in.
Yeah, deposit this check. And you can say, I'd like to, you know, you can deposit cash, you can deposit a check, or whatever form of payment you have. Let's say that you've never been to that bank before, and you want to open a bank account. Well, that's very simple. You just say, I would like to open a bank account.
在银行开户就是 open a bank account.
And, you know, of course,life is not as simple or as easy as we would like it to be. Sometimes, maybe you'll lose your ATM card or you'll lose your credit card. And so you can call their service number or you can go to the bank and you can report a lost credit card or a stolen credit card.
如果丢了银行卡或者是信用卡要挂失的时候就要说 report a lost credit card or a stolen credit card.
And now here's a pretty important difference. In banks, there are many different types of accounts, as I'm sure that you are already aware, but we're going to look at some of the more broader categories. And so in general, there are two types of accounts. One is a checking account, and the other is a savings account. A checking account is an account that has a very, very low interest that you are making payments into and making withdrawals on a regular basis. Whereas a savings account has a slightly higher interest rate, and it is expected that there will not be very much activity on that account.
下面来介绍一下经常会用到的几种账户的名字。Checking account 是支票账户，又是活期账户的意思，而 savings account 指的是储蓄账户，或者是有一定利息的定期存款账户。
Now let's move away from some of these dry and slightly boring words and phrases and take a look at some bank-related idioms. First on the books is break the bank. Buying a new pair of shoes at a discount price won't break the bank.
下面我们来看一下一些跟银行有关的习语吧。Break the bank 可不是什么抢劫银行的意思，而是说你的钱都花光了。
Right, and then bank on something. Man, I am so reliable. Of course, you can bank on me.
Bank on something 是信赖某事，信赖某人。
And then, of course, you can take that to the bank or take it to the bank. Our U.S. President Barack Obama is very famous for saying that in one of his election campaign speeches, making a promise, and he says, you can take that to the bank. And, of course, what I am telling you is the truth. You can take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank 是说我打保票，我说的都是真的，你可以去求证的意思。其实奥巴马也非常喜欢用这一个词。And that's all we have for this week's Word of the Week.
Bye-bye.